Okay, we are. We are on the Samach Beis Amud Aleph, and we're about six lines down. Mi Isleiler Chizda Hoyel. So let us remind ourselves. We had yesterday Machlekes on Samach Aleph on the Beis as to Shachtu Lemulin Al Menashe Iskapru Bayarelim. One shechted for Anoshim Mulin. For the sake of being miskaper by Arelim. And Chizda said, it's possible. Rabbi said, it's kosher. And Ravashi said at the end of yesterday's daf, he said that what is the Nekudas HaMachlikas between Chizda and Rabbi? It has to do with Venir Tzoloi Lechaper Olav. That there is a psul of Shinu Bailim. And if there is a machshava that the ritu should be for chaveroi, that passes the carbon. Because it says, v'nir tzalei lechaper olav, and we darshan olav voleal chaveroi. And if there is a machshava to do a ritu, to do a kapara for your friend, that passes the carbon. So the question is, over here, where you have in mind to do a ritu for someone who is not nimna, so in theory, we should say it's a problem of v'nir tzoloi lechaper olav olav aleil chaveroi. So why over here does Rabbi say that it's different? Why do we say that perhaps here it's not as bad? Teretz is because here we're dealing with people who are arelim, and therefore, to the extent that the person is an arel, it could be that he's not really considered to be chaveroi. Meaning, v'nir tzoloi lechaper olav olav aleil chaveroi. Meaning, if it's someone like me who can receive a ritzu, you can receive a kapara, then we say that if the kohen has in mind, instead of for me, but has in mind for my friend, who be'atzim is a bar kapara, so we say, v'nir tzoloi lechaper olav olav aleil chaveroi. You had a shinu b'ayla machshava, that passes. But here, where the hovering question is an orel, so maybe he's so removed and so distant and so foreign from me that that's not going to be something which passes. Very often we find in Kodshim that the closer the potential, the closer the potential, the more similar the person is, the more problematic it is as far as the potential to passel. If it's something which has got no shaychus whatsoever, then often it doesn't passel. So it's got to be v'nir tzoloi lechaper olav olav aleil chaveroi. But here the fellow's an RL. If he's an RL, he's not even called to be my chaver. So that was the machlekes. So we said, Rabbi says in this case it's kosher. Why? Because chaveroi dum yedidei mahu debar kapara af chaveroi debar kapara lafuki hai RL de la bar kaparo. So here it's actually a mitigating factor, the fact that he's an RL, because yes, there is a psul of Shinu Bailim if you have in mind for the ritzu to be for a different person, but here it's a different person, he's not named on the carbon, so Enechnami Shinu Bailim, but he's not even Gemalt, he's an RL, and therefore it's Geit Nishtarayin in the Shem Chaveri, he's not called Chaveri Bechlau. And therefore, nafuki hai oril delav bar kaparo. That was Rabba. Rav Chizda savar no. Hai oril nami kaven debar chiyuvahu bar kaparo. Hoyil di iboy misake nafshe. He's not totally mufka from the parsha. What, he's an oril? So you want to say because he's an oril, he's not considered to be chaveroi? Why not? He's still nitztave. He's still mechuyiv be'etzem. If he wanted to, he could go ahead and mal himself, and therefore he's not totally mufka, in which case we will go ahead and apply the pasuk of v'nir tzoloi lechaper olav olav v'leil chaveri. Al kopanim, the way that Rav Chizda passed over here is by saying hoyil, being that if he wanted to, he could mal himself, and then he would be considered to be a proper Yid l'chol davar, and then it would be shaykh to say v'nir tzalei l'chaper olav 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 chaveroi, but it's working with this concept which we've seen several times of hoyel, which states that even though right now in the matzav hanoichachi b'asher husham, the chari is not chaveroi, but he could do something, And by doing that, it would make him into a different matziv, therefore already now we look at it. So that's what the Gemara does with this. The Gemara says, "Mi is leiler chizda hayel." Do we kind of consider hayel? And it's fascinating, you know, by this, you know, by the previous sugya on the Achmen Bov of Hamavashel ha'oifem miyam tov lechol achlekes Rabban or Chizda as to whether or not you do or you do not get malchus. There we said hayel. You see that this concept of hayel, it's really a shas concept. It's not just, you know, hoyel the iboy, that maybe if Archim would come, it would be roy. It's a general concept of considering future potential circumstances and saying that, being that this could happen, so already now I'm going to look at it as if it does happen. It's a general shas concept. Harai, the Gemara asks from it. The Gemara says, "Ami yisleg Rav Chizda Hayel, does Rav Chizda hold of Hayel? V'ha itmar, ha'ivim yam tov l'chol. Rav Chizda amar leike. Rav amar leina leike. Rav amar leina leike. Amrinin Hayel v'i mikla le'archim chazile. Hashtanama chazile." So Rav says he doesn't get malchus because if guests would come, so it turns out that the cooking and the baking which you did was justified. It was done Letzerech Yom Tov. If so, even now, I'll say it is Letzerech Yom Tov. And like we explained at the time, B'Shem Rav Elchanan, that the reason why Rabbi says you don't get Malkus is because the actual action which you did, mitzah the action, you can master it. Because if you had in mind to do it for guests, it's okay. Alamai, it was just that wasn't what was going through his mind at the time. The Torah isn't going to give him Malkus just for that which is in his mind, if we have a way of actually justifying the action. So that was Rabbi who says, we hold of hoyle. Whereas if Chizda Amar Loike, Leir meaning hoyle, we don't hold of hoyle. So, says the Gemara, Bishlema, the Rabbi, Adarabba, Leikasha, meaning over there, Rabbi says, you don't get Malkus. And over here, Rabbi says also that you are going to be potter. So Bishlam with the Rabbi Likasha, Hacha Mechusar Maisa, Hasam Le Mechusar Maisa. I mean, the Gemara's Kasha is, if Rabbi holds of Hoyle over there, though we consider future potential, we can consider all potential circumstances, so let's consider potential circumstances over here and say, let's see the being that he could mal himself. And if he could mal himself, then he is considered to be one of my comrades. He's a mul. He is gemalt like me. In which case, we should say, v'nitzel l'chapar alav, olav l'alchaveire, and you had a machsheves psul for someone who's really shayich to the carbon. And Rabbi does consider possibilities, future possibilities, in donning the matzav right now. So l'chaz a styrian rabbi. Says, it's not a styrian rabbi. Bishlam the rabbi like Asha. Hacha in our sugya, mechusar maisa, meaning the only way we could say that it's going to be possible is if the fellow now goes and mouths himself. Mouthing yourself is a big deal. That is mechusar maisa. And therefore we're not going to apply hoyel in such a case. Hacha mechusar maisa. Hasam deloy mechusar maisa. Over there, in the case of Archim, it's not considered to be a case of mechusar maisa. Meaning to say, I've cooked. Now, guests just come. That's not considered to be mechusar maisa, either because I just need to invite them and they walk in, but that's not considered to be a mechusar maisa. So it's not going to be a stira in Rava. Ela derev chizda, derev chizda kasha. If you look at Rashi, about 12, 39 down, ela derev chizda kasha. Hashda heicha de loy mechusar maisa kagein zimun archim de lav maisu. Here it's where Rashi speaks it out. It's a madach in a case over there, daf mem vav, where it's not mechusar maisa. Because all I need to do is tell the guests to come. And still, Leslie Hoyle, he says, I don't consider future circumstances, future possibility. Hacha gabi arel de mechusar maisa isli hoyle. I mean, for sure I shouldn't consider the possibility when dining on the case right now. So, Eladr of Chizda, Eladr of Chizda, it's a kasha. Amri, so we answer and we say, Ki lesle, Eladr of Chizda, Hoya, Lekula, Lechumra, Isle. Interesting answer. So when do we say Chizda doesn't hold of Hoyle? It's not just more of a Lam Dishadin, you know, how possible, how probable is it? We look at whether or not a Kula is coming out or a Chumra is coming out. So when do Chizda, does he not hold of Hoyle? Lakula, says Rashi, Lepetra Mimalkus. That we don't hold of Hoyle, we don't say Hoyle. But whereas Lechumra, like Rashi says, the Olifsa, Bepsachim, to passel the carbon, and then we will apply the concept of Hoyle, and therefore that will cause the carbon to be passel. Good. So that is just explaining why it's not Istira in Rav Chisda. Okay. Now we go back to the Braisa. So originally when we were discussing the source of Rabbo and Rav Chisda, we quoted a Braisa. And the Braisa spoke about a situation where you have an Orel together with Mulim, and the Shechita was done for the whole group, and the Shaila was, do I say that the presence of the Orel in the Chabura will pass? So we said, we're not sure. Orla apostles and Tuma apostles. Just like in the case of Tuma, we don't say Mitzvah Tuma is Kechol Tuma. So it's by Orla, we won't say Mitzvah Orla is Kechol Orla. That was one tzad. Or we said Klachla Derechzu. Instead of comparing Orla to Tuma, let's compare Orla to Zmana, to Pigel. And just like when it comes to Pigel, if the Kohen has in mind, I'm going to be makriv 99.9% of the bosser in the right time, but one kezayis, I'm going to do it chutla zmane. So mixes man, passels the entire thing. So instead of being medame, a mixes arla, to the case of mixes tuma, to say that it's kosher, let's be medame it to the case of pigel. And over there, we say that it passels. So too over here by Arla, we should also say Mitzvah Arla, Kechol Arla. And that we said, let's take a look and see if it's more analogous, if it's more similar to the case of Tuma, or is it more similar to the case of Pigel? And we also had two options. But sad to say that it's more similar to the case of Tuma is because Arla is not something which applies. It's not a psul in Kol Karbonis. And Tuma is not a psul in Kol Karbonis, like we mentioned, that an Orel and a Tomei are Meshalchen and Karbon Yisrael. So therefore, if we have a choice of being Medama Orla to Tuma or Orla to Pigol, we said, let's be Medama Orla to Tuma, because both of them do not apply B'Shar Karbonis. Eichlach L'derech Zu, and say, no, let's be Medama Orla to Zman, to Pigol. Why? And because neither Orla nor Pigol are Huta Michlolam. There's never going to be a case where we're going to say, oh, don't worry so much about the Arla, it's okay, we're going to matter it. So it's by Pigel. There's never a case of Pigel which is Huta Michlala, whereas by the case of Tuma, Tuma is Huta Michlala. So it was pretty much even. It was six of one, half a dozen of the other. That's what the Braisa was discussing. So the Gemara now is going to discuss, when we've been speaking out the concept of Tuma and comparing Arla to Tuma, are we discussing the tumas haguf of the person or the tumas basar of the carbon? So that's what the Gemara gets into now. Amar le mar zitra brei derav mari l'ravina. Katani, we learned, hoyo v'arla pisales, v'tuma pisales, ma tuma le osaba mixes tuma, kechol tuma, af arla le osa mixes arla, kechol arla. So, hay tuma hechidami. What exactly do we mean when we speak about tuma? Ilema betumas gavri. In other words, in the carbon, there are tmeim. And tahirim, that's what it means. Ilema betumas gavri, which is how we understood it. That's how we understood it yesterday. Ilema betumas gavri, umay le osaba mixes tuma kachol tuma, means the ika arbov hamish gavri tmein. Above a chamisha gavri tahirin, le pasalu tamein le tahirin. It will not passel the carbon pasach. It will not passel, and the carbon is fine, and the tahirin can be yitzu with the carbon pasach. Not a problem. If that is the pshat, gavri orla nami, ha le pasli. Desnan Lamulin Vularelim Kosher. So the same is true. We know that from the Mishnah. Lamulin Vularelim is kosher. I mean, that's often a Mishnah. That's what we said. The Mishnah first spoke about four cases where it was done exclusively for Shulalim Nuyov. Larelim, Tsumeim, is possible. Shulalim Eichlav, Shulalim Nuyov, Arelim, Tsumeim is possible. And then we said, if it's Laichav, Shulalim Eichlav, Mnuyov, Shulalim Nuyov, Lamulim Velarelim, is fine. So, to the extent that it's enough in a Mishnah, so what's the Chiddush? So, Maishna Tuma Depshitale, Maishna Arla the Mesapkale. So, why Bechlau did we need to say, what's the din by Mulim and Arelim? And we said, well, let's take a look. Maybe we can bring a proof from the case of Tumeim, that four or five are Tame, four or five are Tar, and just like in that case, the Tumeim won't pass up the Tarim, so too the Arelim won't pass up the Mulim, but they're both Pashit, right? It's also a Mishnah. So why was one more Pashit than the other? Maishna Tuma Depshitale, or Maishna Arla Demisapkale. Elamai, Musman Zogin says the Gemara, but Tumas Basar. Elamai, we've got it wrong. It doesn't mean when we speak about Tumeim, it's referring to Anoshim Tumeim, but rather it must be referring to that the Basar is Tumei. That's the Shailah. That's what we meant to learn from. Yeah, Elamai Tumas Basar. Umai Lay Asaba Mixes Tuma Kachol Tuma. So what does that mean now? According to that, what does it mean? Well, we learn that Arla from Tuma. So by Tuma, Le Asaba Mixes Tuma Kachol Tuma, what does that mean? The Ilu Itzma Chad Me Evarim Haide Itzma Safin and Lay. The Idach Achlin and Lay. So if you would have one of the Evarim, which became Tame, and it's in a way that the Tuma does not transfer and does not spread to the other ones, we're not going to say, well, because some of the carbon pasach became Tamei, that's somehow going to impact the whole thing. We don't say it. Whatever was Nitma was Nitma. Whatever is not Nitma is not Nitma. The rest of the carbon pasach is kosher. No problem. Dilu Itma Chad Meivarim, Haide Itma Sofin and Lei, Meidu Chachlin and Lei. The question is, how can you have tumah to an aver which doesn't spread to a carbon? So, number one, it could be very poshut that you already cut the animal up. What's that? Oh, right, but you can still take off pieces of meat. You can still take off pieces. What's that? That's not an aver. One second, let's just think about that. The din of etzemli sishru boy, so how do practically does it work for people to eat the carbon pesach? What, they just scrape off pieces of meat and keeping the whole shell and the bones intact? Is that what happens? And how do they get, I always thought it was one bone you're not supposed to break. I don't know, like the chinuch said, I mean, can't bring a rye from the time I'm mitzvah to the chinuch, but... Well, you're saying that the way they ate the carbon pesach was they roasted it whole, and then they would just scrape off the meat, and that's how they would access it.
It was roasted. They were able to take limb by limb. They weren't allowed to break the actual bones.
That's what I thought. I thought they cannot break the single bones, but maybe they can. That's what I thought. But I'm not, you know, now that you asked it, I'm not sure anymore. But that's what I thought. Al-Kopanim, so we're saying, Ma'ili Asaba Mikhtas Tuma Gehal Tuma, De'ilu Itma Chad Me'ivarim, Haide Itma Safin Alei, Ve'idach Achlin Alei. Yeah, so that's what it means. So we've now established that back in our Shaila of where Shachtul Amulam Amanash Yiskabra Ve'arelim, and so on, when we brought this Braisa of Yachol Yivs Lepnei Chabura Aboin Imoi, that one, or you have some Arelim together with some Mulam, you might think that it invalidates. And that we're bringing a rye from Tuma, and we're saying that the case of Tuma means Tumas Basar. Full stop. Says the Gemara, B'mayukim, but Tumas Basar. Okay, fine. You want to say it means Tumas Basar. Well, let's continue with the Hemshech HaBraisa and see how that works. We said further on in the Braisa, Donin Dover She'enei Noyeg B'chalas Vachim. Midover She'enei Noyeg B'chalas Vachim. So we said it's Mistaber to be Medameh Arla from Tuma, because both Arla and Tuma do not apply to Shar Zvachim. Because we said you can be Meshach and Karbon Hasayim. But Al Yechir Zman, Ayipigo, Shoneg B'chal Zvachim. Now, Fregbi Gemara, you just told me when we speak about Tuma, it means Tuma's Basar. Omai Tuma, Inema, Tuma's Basar. If Tuma means Tuma's Basar, Hamayin Neg B'chal Zvachim. What does it mean that Tuma's Basar does not apply by Chal Zvachim? It's not true. Tumas Basar does apply b'chol hazvachim. If the Basar is Tameh, you're not allowed to eat it, right? Tumas Basar, you're never allowed to eat it. Inim of Tumas Basar, ma'in ineg b'chol hazvachim. Elab Shita, you see from the Hemshech of the Braisim, when we say it's mistaber to say that we're medame, orla, to Tumah, because neither one of them apply to Shah Zvachim. We have to say now it's referring to Tumas Gavri. Elab Shita, but Tumas Gavri. Omai, ein ineg b'chol hazvachim. Dila b'chalas v'achim, orel v'tamei, meshalchen karmen hesayim. Dila b'pesach, orel v'tamei, ein meshalchen pischeyim. So, if so, it's a strange structure in the Braisa. Reisha b'tumas basar, the sefer b'tumas gavri. We're going to have to say the reisha at the very beginning of the Braisa, when we start to say we're medamet too. In the case of Tuma, that's referring to Tumas basar. And the hemshek is referring to Tumas gavri. Amalei in shame tuma kaparich. Yeah, because shame tuma kaparich. Meaning, at the end of the day, we're coming to say, I'd like to know how to be medame arla. We have a shayla. If you have arelim and mulim, and you're shechting a carbon pasach for arelim and mulim, will the presence of the arelim invalidate and pasul for the mulim? So we're trying to say, do are we medame arla to tuma, or medame arla to pigol and zman? And it happens to be in the various steps. We're medamet to Tuma, sometimes we're medamet to Tuma's Gavri, sometimes we're medamet to Tuma's Basar, but shame Tuma Chad, it's all one type. That's what the Gemara says, in shame Tuma Kaparech, and even though it's not really the exact same thing, but it's shame Tuma Kaparech and so on. The boy same, or we can say, no, say Venami, but Tuma's Basar. Aye, Tuma's Basar, we said Tuma's Basar applies to Kala Karbonis. Really, it's referring to Tumas Basar. My ein ineg b'chol hazvachim. What does that mean? The ilah b'chol hazvachim bein shenitma chaylev u'basar kayim. Bein shenitma basar v'chaylev kayim zirikas adam. When it comes to all of the zvachim, whether or not the chaylev became tamei and the basar is tahar, or the basar became tamei and the chaylev is kayim. In all cases, you can be zerik the dam because the ikr of shar karbonis is the dam. The zrikas adam is the ikr, and that is what causes a ritzi. The ilah b'pesach nitma chaylev u'basak hayim. Are the basar still tahar? Zrikas adam nitma basar chaylev kayim. Even though you can be maktir the imurim, the chaylev ein zrikas adam. Let's look at this important Rashi over here, toward the middle of the page, a bit further down. What does it mean? It doesn't apply to Kol HaZvachim. Ein min haga b'shar zvachim shava l'min haga b'pesach. De'ilu b'shar zvachim l'Rabbi Yeshua d'amar b'ketzat tzeilin. Im ein basar ein dam, im basar kayin l'achilas adam, echelev kayin l'achilas mizbeach, Zerik is Adam. That's what we say in general. As long as there's something which remains. The ilu b'pesach, ilu b'pesach, loy mahanya achilas mizbeach, lizrik dam aleha. El in nishtayr kezayiz basar, kiriz namagetz at Salem. As we mentioned, unlike shar karbonis, the ikar of carbon pesach is the achila shabai, and so on. So really, says the Gemara, really I'll tell you, we're speaking about Tumas Basar. We said, surely if it's Tumas Basar, that does apply to Shah Karbonis, if the Kodshim is Tomei, you're not allowed to eat it, you're right. We don't mean that when we say Tumas Basar. We mean there's something special about Tumas Basar in Karban Pesach, unlike Shah Karbonis, but by Shah Karbonis, Tumas Basar does not prevent Zrikas Adam. By carbon pasach, Tumas Basar does prevent a Zrikas Adam because the ikr of the carbon is the Achilas Basar. So again, Ivo Zema, Sevenami, Tumas Basar, my Ein and Egg, Bechal Azvachim, the Ila Bechal Azvachim, Bein Shmit Mechelev Ubasakaim Bein Shmit Mechelev Zerkesedam Dikla Pesach Nit Mechelev Basakaim Zerkesedam Nit Mechelev Kaim Ein Zerkesedam. Fine. Okay. So according to this, we're saying that the whole thing could be referring to Tumas Basa, which obviously there's a Maila. We're keeping the, whenever we speak about Tuma in the Brisa, Tumas Basa, we're not speaking about Tumas Gavri. Okay, let's continue, says the Gemara. Eima Seifa, meaning in Hemshech, in the Klachs, you know, do I look nearly me done in the next stage of development in the Brisa? Eima Seifa, and this is more, I guess, the Seifa, because we already called something previously the Seifa. Eima Seifa, look in the Hemshech. Donin Dabre Shalehutu Michlaloi, Mi Dabre Shalehutu Michlaloi. Baal Techiach Tuma, Shalehutu Michlalo. Meaning, if I have a choice of being Medama, Arla, to either Tuma or Pigol, it makes more sense to be Medama, Arla, which is never Hutu Michlalo, to Pigol, which is also never Hutu Michlalo. But don't bring me a raya from Tuma, because Tuma is Hutu Michlaloi. let's just see the Rashi just to remind ourselves about 12 lines in the bottom. Tarin davar shleihut mechlali arla b'makim she'asra the hainu b'pesach lehutra. Someone is an arl in a place where the Torah forbade. There's never any exception. If roiv klal yisrael haraglim, I'm very sorry, as it says in this week's parasha, an arl may not eat it categorically. So we said we're going to be Madama Arla, we're going to compare and learn Arla from Pigul. Pigul is also never Hutu Michlali. Va'al Yechiach, and don't bring me a raya from Tuma, because Tuma Amal is Hutu Michlali. Ah, one second, what type of Tuma are we talking about? Va'al Techich Tuma Shrei Hutu Michlala. B'mai, Mi'leiva, B'tuma's Basar. You want to tell me that Tuma is referring to Tuma's Basar? Hecha Hutra, where do we find? Where do we find Tumas Basa? If you look at Rashi on the previous page, Rashi says, Hecha ishtaroi Tumas Basa la'achila afilu carbon sibu ishtecha Tuma hanimila la'akrava. Okay, beseder, Tuma ocho betzibur. You can be makrivit. Ishtecha Tuma hanimila la'akrava aval nechla betuma lo'y. This name begins at Seilin, Hamisha dvarim boin betuma ve'ei nechalim betuma. It's a Tumas Basa of the actual name itself. Is Tomei. There's never a heter to. Again, Ela Pshita, Betumas Gavri. Elamai, when we speak about Tum in the Brais, it must be referring to Tumas Gavri. Vehicha Hutra Michlala. So where did Tumas Gavri become Mutter Michlala Betzibur? So, Reisha Betumas Basar. Seva Betumas Gavri. In. Shame Tuma Kaparech. Like we said before, Shame Tuma Kaparech. We are just referring, when we're discussing, is Mixus Arla more similar to the case of Tuma, or is it more similar to the case of Zman and Pigol? It's more similar to the case of Tuma, but in Hanami, sometimes we're speaking about Tumas Gavri, sometimes we're speaking about Tumas Basar. Vibuzema, Kula Betumas Basar, or I'll tell you, the whole Brisa is speaking about Tumas Basar. Ay, the Hecha Hutra. And where do we say that Tumas Basar is Hutu Michlala? Before we said, you never, if the Basar is Nitma by Kodjim, you're never allowed to eat the actual Basar. Hecha Hutra. But Tumas Pesach, no, that is the Chiddush by Tumas Pesach. Shaloi, Dusnan, Pesach above Tuma, Nechel Batuma, Shleba Mitchilasa, Ela Lachila. There's a special Chiddush by Pesach. It's going to be the only case, the only exception where there's going to be a Heter, not only for Tumas Gavra, Tuma Hutra Batzibor, but even for Tumas Basar. Meaning, if you have Reiv of the Tzibur, which they're Tamei, so then they're allowed to be Makar the Karban Pesach, and even allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, and both of those things are going to be Mutter.